Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're here again today with our special guest this week, Allie Hoffman. Allie's a full-time Catholic evangelist and a very, very effective one, and God is using her in many ways. Welcome back, Allie.
Thanks. Good to be back.
Yeah, so we've covered a lot of good stuff the last couple of days. We dialed in on your family culture, the very, very creative ways your mom and dad create an environment where you and your siblings and now grandkids and nieces and nephews can really live a story together, which at the center of it is the person of Jesus in the life of the church. And so I'm just mentioning it again as we begin. Just friends, if you haven't a chance to tune into the program this week, I'd encourage you, you can go to our website at renewalministries.net. The programs are archived there, so you could listen to Monday through Wednesday's programs if you haven't, because they're really, really good. So you can also get them at avemariaradio.net. So speaking of net, one of the things you mentioned on day one was how coming out of high school, you were beginning to grow. You had really growth in your Catholic faith began to happen, and you ended up going and being on the team with the national evangelism teams that are out of St. Paul, Minnesota, evangelizing high school kids and junior high kids and things like that. And it really shaped you in a lot of ways, and it kind of launched you into what the Lord has called you. You want to just talk about that and the development and just how you had a sense of calling and
Absolutely. On net, I remember going in all throughout high school, I would go to retreats or conferences or whatever. And I just remember the biggest thing was you need a prayer life. Prayer is your relationship with Jesus. And at the time I was like, I'm sold. I'm totally sold in. I've been a lover of Jesus. How? Literally, what do you do? And no one taught me how. And now I look, it was literally a lack of discipleship. But I remember at high school, like when I was in high school, before high school in the morning, I'd be like, well, they told me the Bible's important. And I knew growing up how the Bible is important, but no one actually taught me how to pray with the Bible and read scripture. And so I remember I would play like Bible bingo before high school. My high school started at 7:30 in the morning. So before I'd do like a random verse and it would be like goats being sacrificed. And I'm like, that's a word for my life. Like I had no idea how to read this. And it wasn't until NET, National Evangelization Team, where before you're put on teams and set around the country, there's 5 weeks of formation. And so NET is very, very much about your own relationship with the Lord and your own discipleship and always emphasizing you can't give what you don't have. And so we want to make sure that you know God's voice, that you know how to pray. It's even in a contract that we sign that we will pray every single day by ourselves, with ourselves, as well as team life. Like we're just always like before retreats, after retreats, with host families, like we're just, it has to be a work of the Lord. Otherwise, what are we doing? And so during those first 5 weeks of formation, before we're put on teams and sent out, we were taught from day one what they call a prayer lab. And it was Mark Burcham, who the founder, starter of NED, president for so many years, where he was the one that just taught us every single day how to pray with scripture. And that would build upon each other. And so it wasn't just like, okay, just go do it. But starting with the reason why do we pray with scripture? What's the point of it? How to read scripture, how to pray Lectio Divina, maybe like how to use your imagination, just giving a formula of a way to pray with scripture. And I still pray that way today. And Mark Burcham still is teaching the missionaries today how to pray with that. And so on that year, and then when you start falling in love with scripture and reading scripture and the Lord is speaking to you and you're learning what his voice sounds like, and I'm a big journaler, so writing down and remembering, we're talking about remembering and what the Lord has done. And then throughout that year, it's just an exciting, like, oh my gosh, God is real. Like I knew God was real, but like, it's not just these stories of like the saints and God is using these people, but I can see he's using me. So from this fruit of a prayer life and from what the Lord is speaking and doing in me and where he's bringing me to, then I'm put on retreat. So now I'm speaking to other people and to teenagers and middle school, high school, young adults, even adults, and host homes or where we're staying. This idea that God is real and this is what, it's just a testimony of like, this is what he's doing in my life and an excitement. And on my year, I was asked to present the different talks that they would want us to do. Now, before this, believe it or not, in high school, I was so shy. Like I was a quiet, I'm naturally an introvert. I was so quiet. Like my dad he's the professional speaker, not me. Like I was the quiet one. And so going on this year, when they asked me to do that, I was like, are you sure? Like you want me kind of thing? But I remember that year, that kind of just, when I was asked to do it, something just came alive. I was just like, I really love talking about this. Like, whether it was in a group of people or it was one-on-one, I really love talking about my faith. And then after that year, opportunities just came, invitations came for me to just come and speak to people, whether it was a youth group, whether it was a conference, whether it was my youth group, small, whatever. It was just, would you just come and share about the Lord? And so I said, okay. And then just walking with the Lord, and now I'm 35 and full time, I get invitations just to come and speak about the Lord. And that's my heart. I told the Lord, I was a missionary, and then I did college, and I did work as a youth minister for 6 years at a parish. And so it was a lot of years of just learning about this prayer life, developing this prayer life, developing this habit of just coming to the Lord daily, of learning what it means to hear his voice, of trusting him, of opening doors, just building this relationship that was very hidden. No one sees all of the, now past 17 years of this. I was a youth minister for 6 years. And then in 2020, I just felt like the Lord was asking me to leave my job, but I didn't know what. I had no idea what it was for or what I'd be doing next. And I'm a control person. I love self-control. I want to know step 7, 8, 9 before I take step 1. Which I think a lot of people do. And so I was like, I just felt like the Lord was asking me, I've developed this trust with the Lord. I've developed this. Okay, I know his voice speaking in my life. And I feel like, Lord, you're asking me to leave. And so I stepped down from my youth ministry position in January of 2020, not knowing what March was going to hold with the shutdown of everything. But I just had a confidence with the Lord. I don't know what you're going to do. You're going to provide. And since then, for the past 5 years, it's just been an invitation purely from email, text of, will you come and preach at this conference or retreat? And it's such like a, and I told the Lord, I was like, I will do whatever you want me to do. I'll go wherever you want me to go. You just open the door and I'll go. And that's literally how it's been. So people are like, how did you get to do what you don't go and speak at conferences or something? And they're like, how did you do what you do? And I'm like, Jesus. And then we laugh, ha ha ha. But I'm like, no, literally it's Jesus.
Yeah.
He's the one that's directing everything. And I tell him like, I tell people as long as he keeps opening doors, I'm going to walk through. And as soon as he closes doors, I know that he has something else for me. And so it's not this like, kind of in the past couple of days, we were talking about this viral video and this viral moment that some people look at my life now as a 35-year-old and they're like, how do I do what you do? And so often we were talking about, I work a lot with women and I disciple a lot of women. And a lot of it is just walking with them from the very beginning of like, you need to have a prayer life. Like it starts small. It doesn't start with this like big, flashy kind of give me a microphone. Cause I'm like, actually, maybe you don't have the character to hold what the Lord is asking you to right now. And so, yeah, see me now doing what I do. And the Lord could close doors tomorrow and no one will ever hear my voice again. But there's such a confidence and trust in the Lord that I've had and built throughout these years that I know hopefully like, Lord, bind my heart to you, that will continue when I'm in my 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, yeah. 80s, 90s, God willing, kind of thing.
No, that's really inspiring. Before we continue this, you are, as I mentioned a couple of days ago, you're on the board of NET.
Yes.
Why don't you just say a little bit about NET in terms of the mechanics of what they do
yeah.
in sending them on mission, but also how people can get in contact with them. Because maybe
yes.
there's some parents listening who, a senior in high school mm-hmm. or a college person who just seems like they'd be ready for something,
like that,
but they just don't know how to connect with them.
Yeah, so NET stands for National Evangelization Team, and they take young adults ages 18 to 28. And there's two different kinds of teams or missions that NET has. So one is the retreat team. And so basically you're put on a team of other young adults and you travel around the country and you put on retreats for high schoolers and middle schoolers. And so it's very much you're living with your team, you're staying in host families. It's very much you travel a lot and you're just like preaching evangelization, like just preaching the gospel. And it's very much going town to town to town. And then there's also a different type of mission or type of team called discipleship team, where you're at a school or a parish for 9 months. So it's a 9-month commitment and you're just doing discipleship. So you're walking with students for 9 months, discipling them in the ways of Jesus, teaching them how to pray, teaching them meaning of the sacraments, living. What does it mean to live as a disciple now? Not like, I think it's a misnomer that, oh, I'll wait till college or I'm older and then I'll get my life together with the Lord. But they're discipling middle schoolers, high schoolers, and just seeing the fruit of now you can have a serious relationship with the Lord and this is how you do it. So it's a 9-month commitment. And And they have, like I said, 5 weeks of formation before. So it's not like you sign on. And I remember when I did it right out of high school, and I thought I had to know all the Catholic things. And if you heard my story the past couple of days, I did not grow up Catholic. So I was like, I was really worried. I was like, oh my gosh. But on that year, they form you of like, this is what it means to, one, have a relationship with Jesus, daily prayer life. And they really train you that we use so many different modes of ministry. But all of it is centered and based around relationships. You're just building relationships with people, whether you're just seeing them once on a retreat or whether you're walking with them for 9 months, you're building relationships and you're just proclaiming the Lord and proclaiming the gospel, not only through your life, but also through a team life. So you're on a team and you're learning what it means to work together as a team, to listen to the Lord as a team, to go on ministry as a team, because you're not an island on yourself. Like, you don't do evangelization in vacuum or by yourself. And so I really encourage you, like, I think now it's a lot more popular, I guess, what the word would be, to take a gap year or to take some time, even in the middle of college. There's so many people that will do 2 years of college and then a year of NET or right after NET. But I encourage you, one, I mean, I still help out with training every year, and it's amazing to see the what the needs of the world are, what the needs like this generation, what the Lord is doing and what's needs, and then the Lord raising people in ministries to meet those needs. And he's so faithful. Every year he's so faithful. And so I encourage you, you can check out netusa.org for more information. I know they're about to open the application. So even there, they're discerning with the Holy Spirit. You're discerning with the Holy Spirit. I would suggest if anybody is listening, thinking, wow, that might be for me, to just fill out the application and go on what we call a discernment weekend. So it's a whole weekend of just learning what is NET, what is the mission, the value, like the heart of NET. And you kind of live a semi kind of NET life for a weekend. And there's a discernment on their end. Do we think that this is good for you? Like, is this a good fit? Because I also, they're not just anybody can come because they want you. Like, is this, what would this be a good fit for you and vice versa? And so you're also discerning with them. That would be my suggestion, even if you're just curious, because it's, even if you go on a discernment weekend, it's not like you sign your own. No,
that's a great idea. I didn't know about that. That's good. Mm-hmm. Christianity is a missionary movement, yes, at one level. Yeah. I mean, it's a community. It's the body of Christ. It's a lot of things. But one of them is go make disciples. I mean, the great commandment
to
go.
Yes.
And yeah, it's normal. It's part of the normal Christian Catholic life. Mm-hmm. To be engaged in some way. I mean, disciple making happens in the home. Monday, Tuesday, you were talking about your own home and your mom and dad were making disciples. And that's kind of ground zero of that formation process. But nonetheless, everybody has been given gifts by God.
Yeah.
And those baptized and confirmed into Christ have spiritual gifts to be able to enter into extending the story of Jesus and extending the life of the church to other people. Mm-hmm. And it's just critically important. And you get stagnated if you don't enter the mission.
Yes,
right?
Absolutely.
I mean, in some ways throughout your whole life, according to what vocation, where mm-hmm. God places you, but all the time you're living with an awareness as part of the normal Catholic life, is it meant to be, is I'm an apostle, small a, I'm a sent one.
Yes.
And I'm always ready to witness the love of Jesus in one way or another, but wow, the show went fast.
I know.
We just have a few seconds. Yeah, that's so good.
Can
you come back tomorrow?
I would love
one
to.
More?
One
yes,
more?
Yes, friends. Tell your friends about Allie. She's going to be sharing a little bit more tomorrow on some important subjects. What are the top things she thinks young women need to hear? God bless you. Hope you can join us tomorrow.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Does God Judge? Wow, what a question, but it's a relevant question. Scripture says we were all appointed to die once and then the judgment. We know for sure each one of us has an appointment in our future. And it takes Scripture, Catechism, and the saints to help us understand the beauty of God's plan and how we can look forward to the judgment as followers of Christ. If you'd like to get a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/FOE.